In the day's other news, mixed reactions greeted the CDC's new pandemic guidance that fully vaccinated Americans may take off their masks in most situations. Across the country, in stores and restaurants, many people embraced the change, but some owners worried about how to enforce it.
As a business owner, how do you know who's vaccinated and not? I don't want to get in the carding people.
If someone is adamant about, I'm not going to wear a mask, who am I to say, yes, you will?
A number of major retailers, from Target to Home Depot, said that they will continue to require masks. Some states and local governments announced plans to drop mask mandates. We'll return to all this after the news summary. Colonial Pipeline reports substantial progress toward restoring service in a key East Coast fuel pipeline. Still, more gas stations have run dry, including 88% of those in Washington, D.C., and it could take several days to return to normal. A ransomware attack in Ireland has forced that nation's health service to shut down its computer systems. Most hospital appointments and non-emergency services were disrupted today. Officials blamed an unnamed international gang. Back in this country, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives elected Elise Stefanik of New York to their number three leadership post. She replaces Liz Cheney, who was ousted over her criticism of former President Trump. Stefanik is an ardent Trump supporter, and after the vote, she reaffirmed his influence in the party.
I believe that voters determine the leader of the Republican Party, and President Trump is the leader that they look to. I support President Trump. Voters support President Trump. He is an important voice in our Republican Party, and we look forward to working with him.
Stefanik easily defeated Texas Congressman Chip Roy, who argued that she was too moderate. Mr. Trump congratulated Stefanik, saying in a statement that, quote, the Make America Great Again movement is strong. House negotiators have struck a deal on investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. The agreement calls for a commission of 10 outside experts, half chosen by Democrats, half by Republicans. They would issue a report by year's end. The proposal is subject to House and Senate approval. Mississippi River traffic resumed today under the Interstate 40 bridge near Memphis, Tennessee. The bridge itself could be closed for months because of a deep crack on a support beam, but inspectors say it is safe for water travel. And on Wall Street, stocks recovered more losses from earlier this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 360 points to close at 34,382. The Nasdaq rose 305 points. That's more than 2%. The S&P 500 added 61. But over the entire week, the Dow and the S&P fell 1%. The Nasdaq lost 2%. Still to come on the News Hour, how African migrants unite to fight for a better life in Italy. Why Texas is poised to become the latest state to restrict access to voting. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart consider the rift in the GOP. A creative response to a massive spill of Nike sneakers, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.